Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the soundbite.
Stop recording, Craig.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Howdy.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Now recording.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
I read that Asimars had a very positive blood, but it might have been a typo.
And wait, what?
Oh, never mind.
And Ben, who plays Dallas.
Greetings.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
You ready to continue our totally not intellectual property stealing adventure?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yes.
Being sued?
I wish I had remembered to fucking watch the movie between the last two episodes, but, you know, here we are.
So I think the last thing that happened is Cyrus was ripped away into the smokiness. And let's go ahead and roll initiative. I probably need to put people's tokens on here.
I probably need to log into Roll 20.
Yeah, that's just a little side thing.
That's usually how it works. I hope I don't die. Well, I've already died. I just hope I don't die again.
Well, you hope I hope you can get dying? Another one.
Now you're even more of a zombie.
Yeah I was like, you get one.
Zombie.
Oh, I got a 3. Great.
I got a 10.
I got a 6.
I have an 8.
Woo! Oh, my God.
I pushed the wrong button. I got a 15.
Hey,
oh, thank God.
A decent one.
Jeebus, criminy. This is not good, guys.
Shit. And you two are blind.
Yep.
Who?
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that for sure.
Oh, shit. Easy. I am. Like, am I blind? Like, I thought that got better.
No.
I thought it got better.
I'm pretty sure it didn't. I'm pretty sure we're both blind.
Shit. Okay. How do we fix that?
Yeah, Cyrus wasn't blind because he's used to having smoke in his eye.
Ha 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 ha.
That was funny, Ben. Good job.
Good job, Ben.
It took me a second.
Yeah, Matt, I did see the question. I don't know how you would just get that.
That's a good point.
So,
what was the question?
He asked if he could have this ability. I'm like, well, I don't know how.
It's a spell, but...
Is it anti-spider, like,
no.
Ability? Well, then that doesn't really help, Matt.
Well, it might. It would push it back.
Why is my stuff not rolling? Is it a slash?
So, like,
there we go.
Cure wounds wouldn't, like, fix my blindedness, right?
Nope.
No. But if you had lesser restoration, that'll fix it.
Guess what we don't have?
There's a lot of things we don't have.
Fact.
All right. So, the last thing you guys saw, for those of you that are able to see, was Cyrus getting pulled away into the smoke.
Whoop.
You feel some, like I said, chitinous arms reaching out at you, and it's going to stab at you with its arms. What appears to be a large spider. It's going to do it twice. Stabby, stabby. 18 and a crit fail.
18 does hit.
Okay, you're going to take 9 piercing damage as it kind of stabs through your shoulder and hits the wall behind you.
Ow!
This next one is going to come up behind, Boone, and it is going to, 15 feet. How far is that?
That's like 3 squares.
Okay, so diagonally it's going to hit Dagna,
And that'll hit.
Yeah, basically that line. So,
Cool.
Boone, Dagna, and Cyrus.
Callus.
Callus. And it's going to... So you guys all need to make me dexterity saving throws, the three of you.
Ooh, cool. Nat 20.
Nice.
Crit, nice.
19.
Nice.
14.
You guys all succeed. You're going to each take 11 acid damage on a failure. Ooh.
Oh, so then 5?
No, 11. It was going to be 22.
Oh, on a success.
Yeah. Or on a success. Okay. You know what I mean. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My thing cut out. What's the damage that we take?
You're going to take a total of 11.
Okay, total of 11. Okay, thank you.
All right. And that is their turn. Cam.
Okay. So I'm blind, correct?
Okay. Yes. Right?
I can't see anything. Is there like a, is it a save? How long am I blind for? Is a question, I guess.
Tell you what, at the quote unquote end of your turn, at the beginning, yeah, we'll just go at the beginning, make me a constitution save.
Okey-dokey.
To become unblinded.
11.
You're still blinded.
Yeah, I thought that might be your answer when I said 11. So do I have any sense of where these creatures are? I
mean, you can hear chittering coming from the northeast. And then chittering coming from the northwest. You can hear it, but your attacks will be at disadvantage.
All right, so then I'm going to just try to run to the northeast.
Okay.
And I guess at a certain point, I don't know if I would say that I bump into Cyrus here or whatever, but and then I'm just going to, I guess, make a go for it and try to slash at this thing.
Okay. It'll be at disadvantage, yeah.
You could see this thing, yeah?
Am I pointing in the right direction?
Kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
A 14?
14 misses.
I think I do not get two attacks yet. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I think Cyrus is, like, ducking when he's, like...
he's, like, slashing and you're ducking out of the way.
It's, like, easy!
Dagna.
This is easy.
Can I make a constitution save to see if I can see again?
Sure.
Thanks. Ooh, a natural 20.
Nice.
Yeah.
You are able to see again.
Whee! Okay. And I see the spider that's accosting us, right?
Yes, you do.
All right. I need that spider to please make me a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when you get that little high-pitched thing in your voice because I know you've got some plan of some fuckery. Crit fail. Hmm. That's two crit fails for me for the night.
Yay!
All right, so nice. It's a humanoid. Fuck.
Yeah, this is not a humanoid.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It would have been good, though.
Yeah, so I guess
that... Can you repurpose that failure for something else?
Are you okay if I do?
Yeah.
Okay. So then... Let me see. Hold on a hot sec. All right, yeah, so I'm going to do Shatter instead on it.
Okay.
But I want to center it where it's not going to hit.
Yeah, that's fine. I just assume that you guys do that unless you say otherwise or there's a reason that I have to say, you know, you'll hit someone.
Yeah, so it takes 17 points of thunder damage.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay. Math. All right. Just for the listener, there appears to be two different spiders in two different areas.
Oh, and then, Sean, I'm going to do, I'm going to go over here.
Okay.
Try to get out of the, like, little area of effect that's got going on.
Sounds like a plan. It's difficult to see, the further you are away from these creatures. So if you are more than, 15, or if you're 15 or more feet away from a creature, you're at disadvantage on attacks.
That's fine. I think I'm at 15, so, yeah, 15.
Cyrus.
Okay, I'm going to use a bonus action to reveal my eye and look at the spider.
Okay.
It is now cursed.
Which spider? Because you're more than 15... you're 15 feet away.
This one?
Oh, wait, no, you're at melee. I'm sorry, I'm thinking Cyrus, or Callus. So, all right, yes, you expose your eye and you do that.
Mm-hmm. I am going to smack it with my halberd.
All right, go for it. I was thinking the same thing, Lauren.
I'm assuming a 13 misses.
13 does miss.
My shoulder still hurts, so that's why.
Fair. Callus.
All right. Callus did not like getting acid spit all over him, so he's going to go run up next to Boone, and try and stab this spider with his rapier.
Okay.
Haha. Oh. I guess I'm assuming an 11 misses.
I'm having flashbacks, guys.
No.
All right. Yeah, that does in fact miss.
Then I'm going to bonus action disengage and move away.
All right.
And I'll just say to Boone, it's right behind you. Just swing your sword at it.
You got this, Boone.
So, Boone, make me a con save to not be blinded anymore.
Okay. They say as they back 15? Away from her.
You say you are no longer blinded.
Fantastic. All right. I am going to... Hold on. Do Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
On it. And I can't remember what that does. It just gives me a 1d6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I am going to use my greatsword. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 does hit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so no, then... 14 does not hit. My bad.
Shit. Damn it. Okay.
It's way off from hitting.
And then, okay, I only get stuff. Okay.
You get 2 attacks, though.
Oh, I do? Okay. That's what I was looking for. 23 hit.
23 does hit.
Okay, so 12 slashing damage and then 1d6, an extra 3, so 15 damage.
Okay. Perfect. All right. It is the spider's turn now. The first one is going to see if it can recharge its acid spray.
No, that's okay.
It does recharge its acid spray.
You don't have to, though. Like, you don't...
It's okay, I might go
down. This spider is going to shift to this side and shoot an acid spray at both Cyrus and Cam.
That is
I'm not
thing.
Happy about this.
What?
I'm not happy
Tell
about
you
this.
What, I think I would have thought that was a wall. So make an attack of opportunity as it attempts to disengage from you to position itself to shoot acid.
Okay.
At both of you.
Well, I wouldn't get an attack of opportunity.
No.
Oh, my God.
But he would. That is a crit fail. Make me dexterity saving throws, guys.
Somehow I closed my character sheet. Mostly because I was probably frustrated to have to click this button. All right. Dexterity saving throw.
I failed.
Okay.
I also failed.
Okay, that's going to be 22 acid damage.
Ooh.
Okay.
Guys, I'm down to 1.
Ooh, that's metagaming.
I am severely injured.
I was like, I don't think we've ever...
I was like, I don't think we've ever had a problem with that. I don't know.
I know. I'm just fucking around. I'm just fucking with you guys.
Metagaming.
Pieces of Cyrus is melting from the acid.
Right?
This one is just going to attack Boone with a spiky spike.
Okay.
22 and 21.
Oh, both of those hit.
That's going to be, with both of attacks, a total of 14 piercing damage.
Okay, that's not that bad. Okay.
Okay. Cam.
Can I roll another con save to stop?
Yes,
like, to
you
see
may.
Things?
Yes, you save.
14. Oh, wonderful. So there's a spider right in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that thing where I try to murder it with dark energy. Inflict wounds. Hooray. Does a 16?
A 16 misses.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. That's my turn.
All right. Dagna.
I'm going to shoot at this one in front of us with my hand crossbow.
Okay.
12 will not hit.
A 12
Fuck.
Misses.
Okay. This is terrible, guys.
Man. Yeah.
A bonus action.
I can only
word.
Do so much to help you.
I know. I know, baby. Bonus action healing word on Boone. Just because she's closest.
Right, yeah, you would have a really hard time seeing Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, baby. That's my healing word, and I'm gonna do it first level. Oh, so, shit. 8 points back.
Thank you.
Yay. No problem.
Gosh.
All right. Cyrus.
That's my turn.
Okay, I'm going to use a bonus action to use Second Wind.
Okay. That's probably a good call.
Yeah. And I regain 10 hit points.
Okay. Nice.
Helpful.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And I'm going to circumnavigate to get to here because Halbert has reach.
Okay.
And
you are flanking at that point?
Yep. Oops, wrong button.
16 is going to... Oh, wait. Sorry. There we go. 16 is going to miss. A 25 is going to hit. Oh, but you're at advantage. So, yes. Mm-hmm. 25 hits.
And he... See, he is cursed, so that gets my proficiency bonus is extra damage, so that's 12 points of damage.
Total 12?
Yep.
All right. Cool. As it shrieks, and kind of bears down over Cam.
Spit acid at me, would ya?
Kallus.
All right. Kallus is once again going to dash forward and try and stab this thing with his rapier.
Okay.
How is a 17?
17 is going to miss.
What?
What?
Well, bonus action, disengage, and move away.
Okay.
Run away! This is not what I would do, though.
Boon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I still have the hunter's mark, right? And yep. So, just go greatsword again. Does a 20 hit?
20 does hit.
Thank okay, God. So 11 slashing damage, and then what was... Oh, yeah, and then I need to D6. Do my hunter's mark. Extra 3, so that would be 14. Okay. And then my second roll, 11, I assume, does not hit.
That is a miss.
Okay, then... All right. It's going to come after me no matter what, so I'm going to stay.
All right. It's these things' turn. We're going to go ahead, and this one's going to roll to recharge its acid. It does not...
Which one?
The one that just sprayed at Kallus and Cam, or Cyrus and Cam.
Thank the Lord.
This one is going to shift and shoot acid in a line against Boone and Kallus.
Okay.
So guys, make me dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Okay.
These spiders are assholes.
17.
No kidding.
12.
Kallus, you're going to take the full 22.
Oh! All right.
Kallus is unconscious.
Oh shit!
Shit!
Boone, you're going to take 11.
Okay.
And then this one's going to stabby. The one that's standing now in front of Cam is going to stabby at him.
Okay.
23 and a 23. Jesus.
Out. Yes, those hit.
It's going to be a total of 14 damage.
Okay.
And unpleasant. That's their turn. Cam.
What is up with these rolls?
I am going to try to kill the one in front of me with a wonderful trick and use a second level spell slot to cast Magic Missile. All
right.
Because I need something that won't miss. hold on. That was only one miss. So it's
1d4. 1d4 plus 1. So that isn't even the right damage.
So yeah, that's the wrong damage, but we'll count it because it's actually pretty good.
so that would be 5.
One.
Okay.
Oh, that's not how this game works. So it actually would just be... Here, I'm just going to roll the whole thing. 4d4 plus 4. 17 damage to this.
Wow. Nice.
In front of
me. Nice hit. Cool. Good job. Nice. That's a really good magic missile.
Yeah, that was a good magic missile. One of my few second level spell slots. Is it? How's it doing? Is it alive?
It's still pretty good.
That's a bummer.
Oh no.
That's all I can do in one turn. I can make sure that it definitely fights me. That's probably not a good idea. oh wait, hold on. What is this? Okay. Yep. That's my turn.
Okay.
Fuck. Gonna die.
Dagna.
So few hits.
I'm going to go ahead and take a shot again with my hand crossbow.
Okay.
Fucking hell. Nope, Toll's not going to hit, but then I'm going to go ahead, bonus action healing word on Kallus. And I'm going
to
do it
nice to have a bard in the party.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then I'm going to do it at second level.
For once, we have like actual healers across the whole party.
Right? That's, yeah. Thank God.
I know.
So you get 9 HP back, buddy.
Yay. Thank you.
No problem. Sorry, it's not a lot.
He's up. That's all that matters.
It's more than zero.
Cyrus.
I am going to use a second level spell.
Okay.
And cast Branding Smite.
Branding Smite. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll cast it when, well, it's casted, but I'll hit the button when it, if it hits.
Okay.
And attack? Seriously?
15 does not hit.
Good thing the spell lasts for a minute.
Yeah.
We're not doing great, guys.
No. No.
And this is with advantage. That's sad.
Wait, you only rolled, I only see you rolled once.
It rolled two for him.
A seven and a two.
Gotcha. All right.
Man, that hurts.
Callus.
All right. Callus will wake up and climb to his feet. Ugh, thank you, Thagla.
Of course. Go kick ass, buddy. Slap on the ass.
Callus is not... Callus is not time for a nap.
You can't see me. I'm in the smoke.
Oh.
Fuck off!
Callus is gonna take a step forward, pull out his crossbow, and shoot the spider.
Okay.
Please hit.
Cause I don't want to get near this thing anymore.
Fuck the spider.
But we don't fuck spiders, remember?
Oh yeah, we're not here to
you
fuck
sure as hell do not.
Never, you actually never said whether or not.
No, nope, oh. Definitely don't. Oh,
what is happening?
You have a crit fail, will that's not.
Okay. Callus is just gonna take a step back.
Spiders are definitely fucking us.
Yeah.
I bet the Aussies are loving this.
Oh my god.
Right.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes it is. Boon.
All right. I am going to oh, hold on. Okay, never mind. I have another spell, but I don't think I'm gonna do it. So great sword again. Does a 14 hit?
14 misses.
And I assume an 8 misses as well.
An 8 does miss as well.
Cool. Can I run away this time?
Yeah, but you will provoke an attack of opportunity.
Fuck. Never mind. I'll just stay. Now, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. It is these guys' turn.
Yep. This is where I die.
The one that just shot its acid is going to roll to recharge it. Actually, both of them are going to do that. It does not. And then the one in front of Cam is going to do it. It does not. Oh, it does. But it's not going to use it yet because it doesn't have a good line of sight for it. So stabby, stabby, boon.
Okay.
15
cutting
and a
words.
10.
Does cutting not words.
Cutting
words. Oh.
Cutting words? What is cutting words
I
do?
Didn't know if the 15... I was going to do the cutting words on the 15 because I don't know if it hits or not.
Oh, it does 15. Does the 15 hit?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Cam, stabby, stabby, 19 and 25.
First, after the 19, I was going to say I cast shield, which increases my AC by 5. And then the problem is that the 25 still hits, and then I'm going to die because I have 3 hit points.
Can I cutting words that?
Yeah. So.
Oh wait, no, I can't see him. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
So I've got a.
Yeah.
I've got a higher AC now, and I'm down.
15 yeah, 15 feet is visibility.
Oh,
sorry,
shit.
Baby.
Because again, I'm sure you did more than 3 hit points, right?
Yeah, and that's there.
So then, yeah.
Yeah. 7.
All right. Save.
Cam.
Okay. It's like, oh, that happened fast. Yep. That is how this game works, though. Let's see. Where's the death save button? Oh, fail.
Should we look right?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
That's a failure that was very close to a 1. Holy shit.
Okay. Yep, it wasn't, so.
All
but
right.
It wasn't.
Dagna.
Okay, so, oof. Just oof. I'm going to go ahead and keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to take a pot shot at the spider dude.
Okay.
With my hand crossbow. 22!
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah.
God.
7 points of damage!
Oof. 7.
Eat it.
All right.
Yeah! And then bonus action healing word on Boone.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Because I need to keep my girl up. Yep. I'm out of that level spell, so we'll just do it at this level. First level. Okay.
Whatever you got is good.
5.
That will work.
All right. And is that Dagna's turn?
That's Dagna's turn.
All right. Cyrus.
Ooh, this is going to be a problem. Let's see if this hits. Gonna try to strike him with the halberd.
Okay.
God damn it.
Okay, 13 misses. Are you gonna say anything or do anything on your turn?
It's like, guys, Cam is down.
I'm glad you said that. Boone will go running.
All right. Callus.
All right. Callus is going to say, Boone, stay there. I'll get Cam. Just deal with that one. And Callus is going to run off trying to find Cam.
Okay.
And assuming I get there,
yeah,
I'm going to attempt to stabilize him.
Gurgle, gurgle. Okay. Gurgle, gurgle.
Okay, so I just apply some pressure and you stop bleeding.
You do have a potion of healing.
I do. I completely forgot about that. I feel like my character sheet didn't save at one point because I swear I put that on here. Well, either way, I'm going to feed that to Cam instead then.
Okay, that's fine.
So that's
2d4 plus 2, because it's common.
8 hit points for Cam.
Nice.
Did you give us all healing potions? Yep.
Yeah, I gave everyone a get-up stupid potion. I gave it to everyone.
I love that we're finally using potions this season.
I've never used a potion.
I love that it's, this season is the first season we're using potions, and we have...
Difficult this season because we're not.
It's a lot more difficult. So
well, it's a lot more difficult because we're not rolling above 10.
Yeah,
that's true.
I know.
All right, Boone.
Okay, so I'm going to hit.
Oh wait, Steph.
What?
There's something you can do to help.
What?
You can use your Oath of Enmity thing.
All right. So on my own, without any help, I would like to use Channel Divinity. And so then I am going to, and I can use that with my Hunter's Mark, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Done and done. So snap shot. All right. Does a 25 hit?
Yes, a crit does hit.
Just, you know, wanted to, you know, feel good about it. All right, hold on. I'm going to do my Hunter's thing too. So...
And that's also, you get two of those.
Oh, I get two of those? Snap. Done. Yep. All right.
Oh, and max damage.
Yes. All right. So, calculator, please. No. What is that? That's 31?
31.
31.
Yep. 31 damage on that one. Woo! And then...
Well, let's keep it also...
Because does my 17 hit, Sean?
17 does not hit.
Okay.
Jeez.
Steph, you can also do Divine Smites.
That was...
Put more damage on there.
Yes, I would. Thank you so much. So, can I do a Divine Smite as well? And what? I do a spell slot. So, take away my spell slot and then hold on. Hold, please. And then I need to do an extra 2d8.
Yep, but you crit, so.
That's 48.
It's 48.
No, it's damage increase. Oh, gap. Yep, 48.
Perfect. 21, Sean.
Nice.
Okay, so what's the total damage on that?
A lot. 52.
52. How do you kill this thing?
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
There is just the most amount of anger you could see just coming down with my sword, slicing through that shit. Oh my
god. Acidic ichor sprays against the wall as you hear a sizzling as the corpse kind of flails for a minute, like, Starship Trooper style, and then just comes to a rest on the ground.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
All right. It's Thank the you, next Clippy. One's turn. It's going to shift up here. It's going to take an attack of opportunity from Callus. So
and
it's going to shift to the back. And you. Yep. Two attacks of opportunity.
All right. Does a natural one hit it?
It does not.
Are you sure?
24.
24 does hit.
Yeah! Good
job.
Yeah. Gurgle.
You're not down anymore.
Yeah, you're alive.
You had a healing potion.
Oh, that's right.
I put a healing potion in your mouth.
HP's in, I guess, then. Hold on. Scrolling.
It was like 9 or something like that.
8.
Right. 8 or 9.
Oh, my
I'm
bad.
I'm on the ground, but gurgle, 8. Gurgle. Just laying there.
So, with the proficiency bonus of my on my halberd, it's a 3. That's 12 damage. With 9 more damage from the branding smite.
Nice.
So that's 21 points of damage.
Nice. All right.
And, okay, yeah.
So this thing recharged its breath weapon last time. It's acid spit.
Oh, well. See you, Cam.
It's going to shoot it at you guys. Make me dexterity saving throws.
Is that me included?
No, not you.
It doesn't matter. So it actually doesn't matter if we make this.
Are you below 11?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them are.
Okay. Then both of you are going to go down.
Shit.
Because it'd be minimum 11.
Gurgle,
damage.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Okay. And that's its turn. Cam, death save, please.
Now, real quick question. This is a fresh set of death saves, right? That old failure. Okay, good.
Yep, on Pathfinder they carry
all right,
over.
Well, good,
on
Pathfinder that's it's a fresh yeah. failure number one.
Delicious.
Dagna.
Okay, so Dagna's gonna run.
You hear fighting off in the distance, yeah, to the right, to the east.
Okay, so Dagna's gonna go boop over here, and she's gonna see Callus and Cam down. She's just gonna sigh, and just for kicks and giggles, she's gonna take a pot shot at the spider. A 20.
Does hit.
3 points of piercing damage. Take that, motherfucker. And then I'm gonna go ahead and do bonus action healing word on Cam.
All right.
At first level.
I hope this
8 points.
Thank you. I'm back up. I'm thumbs up on the ground. It just hurts. Everything hurts.
Hey, stay up this time, hurts. Please.
I'm covered in acid. All just right. So much acid.
Cyrus.
I am going to move up and just stab at it. Now,
is that a reach there?
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. Okay.
Ben, does Raffle Smite, once it actually hits, does it go away? I mean, Branding Smite, or does it stay?
Yeah, it lasts until you hit it.
Okay. So...
Sometimes it's got, like, extra effects that happen once you hit the creature. Like, Branding Smite makes it...
It's surrounded with light.
Yeah. It glows.
Mm-hmm.
So that lasts for the minute.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
I am going to hit with a Raffle Smite.
Okay.
See if it actually hits. Does a 25 hit?
A 25 does hit.
Okay, that's 10 points of damage and a Raffle Smite. That's 5 more damage, and I need a Wisdom save from it.
Okay. 6.
It's afraid of me.
Nice. All right. So it can't move any closer to you.
Right.
So it's up against the wall, but it has to kind of stay next to Cam. I guess it could move away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Callus, make me a death save.
All right. 18.
There we go.
18 succeeds. You have one successful saving throw.
Hooray.
Yay!
I bleed slightly less than Cam was doing.
All right. Boone.
Okay. So I am going to rush to these guys. I am going to see Callus and do Cure Wounds and give him 7 hit points.
Thank you.
All right.
Doing that too much, buddy.
With fear, does it have to move its speed away from you?
I believe so.
I don't think so.
That's afraid. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of something else. It is going to shift to move away from you. Kind of get behind these two. It's going to roll to recharge its breath weapon.
How about no?
Yay!
It does not.
Oh, thank God.
But it is going to strike out at Boone.
You really got an issue with me, don't you, Sean?
I do.
I do something?
And it's going to stabby at you.
Okay, perfect.
21 and a 22.
Can I Cutting Words hit. One of those?
It's going to be 14. What?
Can I Cutting Words the first one?
Yes, you can Cutting Words the first one.
So that's going to take it down to minus 5, so 16?
Oh. 16 and a 22.
I have a 16, so I can't remember.
Oh, shit. Sorry, baby. Okay, that's
okay. So then it's going to be a total of 14 points of damage.
That's okay.
Damn, you got a lot of hit points.
Boone is looking a little rough.
Okay.
She'd be aight, but she's having a hard time.
Cam is awake, and there's a spider next to him, and I'm going to cast Toll the Dying. It roll a wisdom save?
Mm-hmm. Toll the Dead. 14.
Great, that is a save. So, cool. I looked at it, and it heard a really loud noise, and then it looked at me and went, meh. And all right, my turn.
Dagna.
I'm just a two-trick pony. I take a five-foot step over. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, let me make sure it's still in range. I'm gonna. Yeah, it is. Okay. I'm gonna take a shot at it with my crossbow. My hand crossbow.
Okay.
18?
18 does hit.
5 points of piercing damage?
Oh, wait, no, 18 does not
hit. Yeah,
hit.
Take that, 18 bitch.
18 does not hit. Wait. Oh. 18 does not hit. My bad.
Sean, I just realized something.
Yeah?
When it was attacking Boone, was it in sight of me?
Got disadvantage.
It was. Oh, it does have disadvantage. The first one would have hit, but just call that out next time.
Yeah, sorry. It's fine. No, you're fine. We'll be okay.
And then she had a bonus action healing word on Boone.
Okay.
4 or 5 HP.
Awesome. Thank you.
Whew. I'm running
Thanks, out. Matt, for trying to save me, by the way.
As Callus lays there.
Oh, shit. He's still unconscious, isn't he?
Yep.
Wait a minute.
No.
I got
Boone
him.
Healed me.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay.
I was like, wait.
And take away my healing like that.
Cyrus.
I move up and try to kill this thing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I used up all my spells, so. That misses. 11.
Does miss.
But 11 does I do miss. I do use a bonus action to smack it with the side of the pole.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
A 15 misses as well.
Damn it.
All right. Callus.
All right. So, Callus stands back up again, brushes himself off a bit, picks up his crossbow, points it at the spider, and pulls the trigger.
Okay.
Does a 22 hit?
22 does hit.
Yes. All right. So that is going to be a total of 18 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
And then Callus is going to move a bit so he doesn't get hit by more acid, hopefully.
Okay. Boone.
Okay. So I am going to do Channel Divinity, Divine Smite, and Hunter's Mark. I'm going all in. Okay.
Clicking all the buttons.
Just all right. The buttons. So many buttons. And with my greatsword, does a 23 hit?
A 23 does hit.
Okay. Hey, Ben, how much do I do again? Okay. So I have the
Hunter's Mark is a D6.
Okay. Right. So that's 1D6, which is an extra 5.
Are you doing a Divine Smite?
Yes, I was doing Divine Smite, and that is...
How many times can you do Divine Smite?
As many times as I want.
it costs spell slots, so...
Wait. Oh, it does take a spell slot. Okay, I cannot do that. I'm going to take that back, but Channel Divinity I can do, right?
No, because you already used that.
Oh, I did?
One per snap. But you still get your 9 plus 5 damage.
Yes, I do. So, 14 damage, Sean.
All right.
I got greedy, guys. I'm sorry.
All right. It is the spider's turn.
Wait.
What?
You get 2 attacks.
Oh, shit. You're right. Sorry. I got so excited about the Divine Smite and all this other stuff. Does a 16 hit?
A 16 misses.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Okay. This thing is going to roll. That's going to try and breathe deep and recharge its breath weapon. It does.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
It's going to shift here. Take an attack of opportunity from Cam.
Me.
Cool.
And Cyrus, yep.
Cool.
Yes,
15 is a miss, right?
Okay. Cool. And then 15.
No, you don't get to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was both
it
of
shifted
us. My bad.
No, it was Cam and Cyrus.
So, I'm sorry.
I'm going to, because I'm a warcaster, not only do I hit it with my halberd, but I also use Booming Blade.
Okay.
Does a 25 hit?
25 does.
That is 18 damage.
Okay.
And Booming Blade, since it's a cantrip, I can use. Let's see.
I don't know, an attack of opportunity?
Yeah, he said he's got a feat that lets him do that.
Oh.
That damage is not correct at all.
No, it's supposed to be...
It's supposed to be just a D8.
Yeah. So let's fix that real quick.
Either way, don't worry about... There we go. Yep.
So 20...
What does it look like when this thing dies?
When it just like turns around and run away, I just raise my halberd up and split in two with the axe head.
All right.
And as soon as it dies, its life force just drains from it and my eye collects it. And okay. I heal.
Whoa.
I forgot you could do that.
That's a cool trick. How are you guys feeling?
Like crap.
As you guys are chatting, you hear, I think they went up here.
Oh, shit.
Hey, fuck off. Fuck off. Go away.
Hey, you fuck off. You're supposed to fix the pipes. They're back there.
And you're supposed to be upstairs. Now we're both just disappointed. Now aren't we?
When I get through these pipes, I'm going to have something to say to you.
Bring it!
Can I kick the pipe?
As you hear sizzling coming from down the hallway.
Can I just kick the pipe? Like,
Well, there's you guys aren't around pipes.
All right.
Did we at least remember to oil the pipes up so maybe they could slip?
So we can't take...
No, we decided not to do that because we might have to go back through that.
Yes.
So... I wish we did.
We can't take a long rest, so that sucks. I guess let's keep moving. Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, God.
We gotta keep...
Okay. So in this room, as the smoke begins to clear and you're standing around, you see three bundles hanging from the ceiling and in, like, silken webbing. And you also see a body, like a very old decayed skeleton.
Can I inspect the skeleton? Where's my that button? Here it is. I got a 12 investigation. I want to see if there's just like if there's any stuff or like.
It just appears to be wearing some tattered leathers. It has a dagger with it. The dagger appears to be mundane in nature.
I don't pick it up.
It doesn't appear to have anything noteworthy on it.
No
matter. We'll say you got some old ass gold pieces totaling about 10 gold pieces.
Okay, I'm going to take those 10 gold pieces and that shitty dagger, and they're mine now.
And you're cursed.
Yeah, that's fine. It's about time.
So, looking at these things that are hanging in here, what do they look like?
They appear to be humanoid, like humanoids wrapped in spider silk.
It's probably victims of those damn spiders we just met.
Good job not becoming one of them.
All right.
We should keep going.
Yes, I don't think we can handle another fight.
No.
Sorry. No.
Oh my God, the dogs, they're here.
Go away. Sorry.
I'm being murdered by a corgi.
What a good way to die.
Slowest, cuddliest death ever.
Fuzziest death. Let's keep going.
All right.
Anyway. So you guys proceeded down the hallway?
Yep.
On the far side of the
room? Can I do a perception check as we go down the hallway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to help with that because I don't have any way to heal me.
Cold root!
Never mind. She doesn't need any help.
Okay. You hear water pouring down the hallway in front of you from some sort of opening down that direction. You also hear sizzling.
Okay, so I'm going to proceed to the opening, but only go to the opening.
Okay. So when you get to the opening, it appears as though there's a waterfall of what appears to be acid pouring from the wall into this room. You can skirt the edge of this room to make your way to another small hallway down the corridor, but on a small island in this acid, dangling from a bricked tube that appears to be 5 feet in diameter, appears to be a suit of leather armor.
Anything, like, distinguishing that I can see about the leather, or just is it very basic?
With your crit, not your crit was before.
Oh, yeah, do you want me to roll again?
No, it's not basic. It's in pristine condition, where you would expect it not to be.
Hey!
Yeah?
We could fly up there and check it out.
I like your jam. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And so Dagna and I jump on the carpet.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Who's driving the carpet?
There's a wheel on this carpet?
Darn. Yeah, we have to do like checks and shit. Do you want me to make the check?
No, not yet. So you guys are mounting it and flying it in that direction?
Yep.
Yeah, but okay. Before we just like grab this leather armor, let's make sure it's not like attached to a trap or something.
I could agree with that. What do you want to make sure and double check that there's no tracks or anything?
You could give me like an investigation from a distance.
Okie dokie.
But 19? If you were getting close to it.
We're not close, but we're not far.
Well, have you flown on the carpet yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are on the carpet. We are in the room.
In the room. Okay, because there's a little, like, basically what I'm getting to is the moment that you guys take flight on the carpet and you fly forward above the pool of acid, you guys are going to have to make arcana checks to avoid shooting acid coming out of the pool.
This would be rich.
Wait, but was that visible, Sean?
It was not shooting until you breached over the water.
Fuck.
Sean, okay. I'd like to cash in my nat 20 that I just rolled.
Yes, absolutely.
Good girl.
It's 3 to 9.
As
shit.
You dodge and weave and make your way to this island, and now you're standing before this suit of armor. Once you're on the island, the jets of acid seem to stop, and the pool becomes a calm, sizzling mess again.
Can I do... divine scent. I don't know. Could I do like divine scents on the armor? I just want to make sure it's not like awful.
I mean, we did our investigation checks earlier. Would that still count or do you need us to do new ones?
No, he said it would just only show that it wasn't anything.
No, like... we can play those investigation checks.
Okay. Oh, we can?
It doesn't appear
okay.
to be, yeah, it doesn't appear to be trapped in any way. It just appears to be dangling from a string that goes up this tube of brickwork.
Well, I guess my thing is, I guess what I was trying to do, Lauren, is I was trying to make sure that there was nothing off or, like, evil.
There also appears to be a note attached to the armor.
Can I see the note?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I read it?
You read it. It says on it, a gift for a job well done.
Cool.
I'm gonna grab it.
Okay. And on the back of the note, when you look at the back of the note, it mm-hmm. says, you never fixed the pipes, though.
Dagda looks very curiously at the note, and she just, we'll fix it later?
The note spins up, folds itself, turns into a little crane, and then flies up this channel.
Okay.
What is happening over there?
You're not dead, right?
I don't think so. We found some really cool armor? Question mark? Just grab it. Just grab it. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Dagda, I have armor. You don't have armor, right?
I do.
Okay, do you?
I do. I have chain armor.
Oh.
Do we
All I have it? Is, well, I don't know.
Do we want to give it to Callus?
I'm going to hold it up and be like, who needs leather armor?
Not good. My style.
Wait, can I do an arcana check on it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go. See what you're going to say.
Can I do an arcana check on it, Sean, to see if it's magical armor?
Sure, yes.
18?
It does appear to be magical in nature.
It's magical armor. Ooh. I think Callus needs it.
I would greatly appreciate it. perhaps get out of the acid pool first.
Yeah, we should do that. Let's do that.
If I'm in a safe place, you could just like hop on the carpet and go and get him.
Yeah, we can.
Why are you? This is an island in the middle of the pool of acid. You guys could have gone around the rim to the tunnel and not even gone towards the acid. So you have to go back to them.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I thought she'd just pick me up later, but you know, whatever.
Here, let's find a good time end. There.
I mean, whatever you want to do.
Let's fight to the end and we'll meet you on the other side, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
They'll meet us on the other side, okay.
I think you're confused about what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying. So Lauren and I need to fly off of the island, go to the other end, and then the boys need to go around.
No, they can just walk to the
I know,
the other
they
side
need
the
to
room.
Go around. That's what I'm saying. So Lauren and I have we'll the carpet meet them the in the side. Thing. We'll go through, go to the... We will go
I thought
here.
You were saying you were going to stay on the island. I was like, what are
no.
you doing?
Well, no, originally I was thinking that because I forgot about the perimeter and then I changed my mind. So now Lauren and I are over here and then the boys are going to walk around.
Yeah.
Look at them walking.
Oh, they're
doing such
cute.
A good job. Who's the brick?
Don't worry about it. Just forget about it.
Oh, is that your carpet?
That's awesome. So have you guys decided what you're doing?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren.
Well, I mean, with the leather and all that.
Oh, yeah, we're giving it to Callus.
Okay. Callus, you are now in possession of a plus one suit of piercing resistant armor.
Oh, cool. Good job.
What kind of armor is it? Leather. Specifically? Just regular leather?
Just regular leather.
Okay.
Okay. So, as you guys look down this little entryway, just in front of you, you see a rope hanging from the ceiling from, like, an iron hook that goes down a shaft into darkness, and you see a tunnel that leads further down the hall.
Do you want to go down the hall, or should we, like, go down this rope with a chasm that's we cannot see the bottom of?
We might as well see what's on the other side of the tunnel. Yeah?
I agree.
That plan better.
Okay. So you guys are skirting this little area that goes down and going further down? Okay, so as you guys make your way down, you turn a little corner, and there appears to be an ornately carved face with an open mouth that has darkness inside of the mouth. It looks about large enough for a humanoid to crawl into.
Nose goes. And Dagny puts her finger on her nose. Uh-uh. Nope.
It's sad because you're the little one. Who feels good enough to go in there?
I guess I'll go.
You got this.
Don't die.
I'll avenge you.
All right, so you crawl in?
Yeah.
Okay. You crawl into the blackness, and you're just kind of there. Your head knocks against a wall.
Ow.
And it's kind of a small area. You cannot see out, though, the area that you came in.
You mean if I look back, I don't see light at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's comforting. Like, do I just, like, scramble around, like, making sure I keep going straight?
Yep. Well, it's kind of like a small little 5x5 little domed room.
Oh, okay. Do I feel anything, like, out of place outside of rock or anything like that?
When you feel the area you came, you can put your hand back through, even though you don't see an exit.
I pull myself out of it.
Okay. What is your most prized possession?
There's a necklace that he doesn't wear very often, but it's in his backpack. It was of his mother's.
It no longer exists.
Would I know this?
You feel like you're missing something.
It's like, hold up a sec, and you see like a perplexed look in Cyrus's face, and he starts digging through his backpack. It's like, it's not here. What is it?
Is he back with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back out.
It's like, no. You see him up in his backpack looking through all his stuff. He's like, where is it?
What are you looking for, Cyrus?
What did you lose?
My mother's necklace.
Besides your life.
Oh. Damn.
My mother's necklace, it's gone.
Did you drop it?
No, it shouldn't have been. There's no holes in my backpack. There's no way for it to come out.
When did you see it last?
A couple of days ago, it was in the backpack. I put it in there.
You're probably just mistaken. It's got to be there somewhere. We've been through a lot today, Cyrus.
I need this necklace. It's like, it's the only thing I have of her, even though I never got the chance to meet her.
I understand how important it is, but we need to keep moving, and I'm sure it's in your backpack somewhere. I'm sure it's there.
If not, perhaps you dropped it when we were fighting those spiders. We can look when we come back through.
We'll find it.
I hope you're right. Cyrus just, like, packs up everything up and puts it back on his bag. On his back.
So what are you guys doing?
Did you see anything? You didn't see anything on the other side in that tunnel, did you?
It was completely black. I could not see a thing.
Well, I mean, I guess we could try going down the chain. It's not big enough to fly the carpet down, is it?
It's like 5 feet.
Oh, nope. Okay, cool.
Wait a minute. How big is the carpet?
I'm glad you didn't go in, Dagna, because I was going to make you forget your clan song.
Oh my god. That's
fucking shitty. That is shitty.
Dagda, like, casts her mage hand, and then she digs into her pouch for a torch and lights it and hands it to the mage hand and sends the mage hand about 30 feet down.
Okay.
Nice.
down there you can see it opens a little wider, and there appears to be some spikes jutting up from the bottom.
Oh. Hey.
That would have been unfortunate.
Don't fall down here.
What do you mean, don't fall?
Look, and she's going to pull Boone over towards the pit and point at the bottom where the spikes are.
Oh,
it's
going
to suck ass if you do.
Yeah, you guys should listen to Dagna. We should not fall. That would be
Cyrus looks as like, ugh, I don't think even I would survive that.
You know, I was planning on falling. Thank you for the recommendation.
You know, I mean,
now that you say that.
20d6 falling damage plus spike damage.
Plus the piercing damage from the spikes.
Can't we just use the kappa to get down?
I don't think the...
It won't fit width-wise.
Okay.
Crap.
So I was asking how wide it was. I can't remember how wide the carpet is.
Well, who's going first then?
I believe we all look at Callus. Because he's the one that asked.
And Dagna puts her finger on her nose.
Well, I did just get this fancy new armor, so hopefully this will save me.
Does your nose itch or something, Dagna? You
no,
did
it's a
that
nose ghost
roll. Time.
It's a nose ghost. We'll talk about it later.
Ah.
So, Callus reaches out and grabs this chain.
Okay.
Kind of like tugs on it to make sure it's not going to just fall off or something.
Nope, it feels tight in the ceiling.
Okay. Then he's going to start climbing down this chain.
Okay. How far down are you climbing all the way down?
Yeah.
Is anybody else going behind him, or are you guys waiting? Or
no, okay. I'll go after him.
Okay.
But cautiously, because obviously we've seen the spikes.
Yep. Is everybody mounting up behind that?
I'm waiting till everyone gets safely onto the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't know how much weight this chain
right.
can hold.
So, Callus, when you get halfway down the rope, all of you guys hear, whoopsie! And the chain breaks away from the ceiling
God,
as you guys begin to plummet.
It.
Can I grab it?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you guys make me dex saves to grab the chain.
Please, 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 please. 15?
Damn it.
Thank you.
You are able to grab the chain, but you are holding it. You are holding two people with it. Make me a strength save to not get pulled in yourself.
Sean, I'm going to cash in my inspiration dice.
Okay.
Yes! Crit!
And with the 19, you dig your toes into the back and you hold on for dear life. As you guys feel the chain jolt about 5 feet and then all of a sudden just hold in place.
That's strong!
Bullshit.
My strength is a negative one.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
Climb down
Dagna
fast!
Dagna just try to hold on as long as it can and I summon the goat.
Okay. Oh nice.
Hell yes.
Well done, Matt.
It's if I remember right, this can be pulled out, and I pull out the sword, and drive it into the chain.
Okay,
so it use it as an anchor.
Yep, it holds the chain in place, and the goat goes bah.
That's a good goat.
It chews on some non-existent grass as it's just staring up at you.
Good goat.
Like one of its eyes is wonky. It's off to the side. Oh, it's missing a horn now.
He's a good goat.
It's a good goat.
He's a good goat.
It's like, okay, Dagna, I think you can let go now.
Very cautiously, I let go.
Yep, the rope holds itself.
Whew.
On the sword.
Okay.
That's 250 gold I spent.
Bah.
Go quickly.
Callus, I think we need to go quickly.
Yes, as long as it's not moving anymore, let's go. And I will attempt to climb the rest of the way, hopefully without it breaking
so
again.
So you protect this goat, right? You're going to bring it with you?
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, so basically, I'm just going to assume that the goat is with you at all times.
Yeah.
Unless you specifically state otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my buddy now.
Right? So, you guys make your way down. Cyrus, you're holding a goat in one arm as you rappel down this thing and avoid the spikes at the bottom. And all you guys now find yourself standing at the base of this. The spikes are only in a portion of the room. When you get down there appears to be a giant carving in the wall, about 6 stories tall. It is a carving of a skull, and the mouth appears to be open, with a path that leads up through the mouth.
That's a little bit foreboding.
Do we have to go through there?
Can I roll for like traps or anything?
And are there any other anything else we see down here that's other than this skull?
Nope. But as you guys are all standing there, you hear, "Hey, Ma, look, I found a sword." As the you hear a shink, and the chain goes falling down and finds itself on a coil on the ground where the spikes are.
I like it.
Oh boy,
they don't seem too bad, don't you think?
No, I think we're safe from anything terrible from them. It'll be this cave that kills us.
I am kind of annoyed they did get that sword, but from my understand, when we summon this goat again, we'll get that sword back.
The goat stays with you. It just grows a new horn every few weeks, and I think that one loses its power after a certain use or something like that.
Mm.
Too bad we can't climb back up the chain now, though.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there. Let's keep going?
Yes, let's continue.
Yes.
Onward?
You guys make your way through the mouth of the skull. It's kind of foreboding as you make your way through, but you find yourself in an opening into another room. There's massive amounts of water rushing, and there appears to be a log bridge across the waterfall to what appears to be some stairs.
Does this bridge look safe?
Yeah, I was like, Boone's probably going to go kick
it. Is this like an old rickety bridge? Or
it's not a bridge, it's a log bridging the gap.
A log.
Oh,
does this log look decayed?
It looks pretty disrepaired.
Oh, this is going to suck ass.
Yeah.
We should only go one person at a time on this.
Or
nose goes?
Whoa.
Good job, Cyrus. Got on fast. Nose go.
Can we avoid this by just shuttling back and forth?
Yeah. I like his idea better.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not.
Hallway you hear from where you came. Ah! All right. Tie the rope off. That hurt.
How did they get down here so quickly without a rope?
I'm guessing gravity.
They took the quick way.
Ooh.
So what are you guys doing?
We're going to shuttle back and forth with the carpet.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are able to make your way across without disturbing the log.
I'm still holding the goat.
Okay. Nice. So the goat is with you, and you guys are all making your way up the set of stairs. At the top of the stairs, there's an opening to a room. It's a large circular room. Sorry.
I have a question. How heavy is the log?
It's pretty big. I mean, so it's average tree size.
We couldn't, push it off.
Oh, you absolutely could. To, derail their following you?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely you can do that. Just give me a strength check.
I may need some help with this.
I help with this. Okay. 18.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's more of Cyrus tries to move it, but then Cam's like, "That's not the log. This is the log. That's a rock." And then,
Hey.
No, I know. He's able to push the log. You guys together are able to push the log off into the water.
For the people who are tracking and doing shots, I did roll a nat one.
Yep.
You don't have to tell them. I used to make us say it, but everyone knows when we laugh and there's silence what it means, because it's always a natural one.
Especially when it involves me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they do call it a mat one for nothing, you know?
All right. So you guys make your way into a large circular room. There appears to be no exit in this room. There appears to be, in the center of the room, a large plinth. And on top of the plinth appears to be a skeleton, larger than human size, with its arms outstretched. There appears to be some bamboo pipes behind it, and a massive, what appears to be, finger-bone keyboard below it.
So, Sean, real quick, for the listener at home, and definitely not anyone on this call right now, what's a plinth?
It's like something that, it's like a big stone thing that you set stuff on.
Okay.
Like an altar? Shelf.
I believe so. I believe I used that word,
I don't know.
That sounds right.
I don't know. Close enough. I'm with
Kyle. A heavy
Kyle.
Base supporting a large statue or vase. It's okay. it's like a yeah.
Okay. So like a pedestal.
That feeling when you spell plinth wrong and the definition is archaic spelling of plinth. Got it.
So, and as you guys walk up to the keyboard, I think that's where we're going to end this episode.
Yeah. So, well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can check out our Discord, turtle.fyi/Discord. You can follow our Reddit, turtle.fyi/Reddit. You can actually give us a phone call or text message us. I don't know.
This is such a bad idea. I don't know what we're going to do about this.
I don't know what we're going to do with voicemails. I don't know what we're going to do with text messages, but it's a thing you can do, and the phone number is 7575CHAMPS. So just, I don't know, go for it. And,
go for it.
You know, I don't know what we're going to do with that, but we're going to do something with it, and it's going to be mostly in reaction to whatever you do with it. Anywho, you can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletops, and you can, of course, follow us on Twitter. We are at Tabletop Champs. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at the Not One Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.